Psalm 73. How many know this is not the psalm for the day? Did you read 74? If you are on the Bible reading and you read Psalm 74, you know why I'm going back to 73. Amen. In verse 1, the psalmist talks about the goodness of God. The goodness of God, how wonderful he is. Then he makes a mistake, kind of. He turns his eyes on himself and he sees, oh, I do not measure up. I just don't measure up. Then he analyzes it. And he saw that he was envious of the wicked. And he goes on a tirade for about 12 verses on why he's envious of the wicked. Yeah. And all the things they get. And he's trying to follow God and he's not getting the things that he sees his neighbors who don't go to church, that don't worship God, and they're living like really easy street. They're on easy street. In the Living Bible, it calls them fat cats. Do you have neighbors that are fat cats? Amen. Until he gets to verse 17. And in verse 17, he says, I felt this way until I went into the sanctuary of God.
Right.
Wow. Then he sees things through God's eyes. And it changes everything for him. When we're down, when we're envious, we need to go into a private place with God. Go into your prayer closet, into his sanctuary, into time with him alone, and start to see things as he sees them, through his eyes. And then things start to pick up for him. Amen. And he ends with verse 28. King James says, but it's good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. And God's word says, being united with God is my highest good. I have made the Almighty Lord my refuge, so that I may report everything that he's done. The New Living says, but as for me, how good it is to be near to God. I have made the Sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful things you do. However, the old Living Bible, the first translation that came out, Ken Taylor's version, this is what it says. But as for me, I get as close to him as I can. I have chosen him, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful ways he rescues me. You've heard that before. It's on the back of my little business card. That's my life verse. That's it. No matter what. I get as close to him as I can, and I hold on for dear life sometimes, and I can tell everybody about the wonderful ways he continues to rescue me. The Epicurean, says Augustine, is wont to say, it is good for me to enjoy the pleasures of the flesh. That's what the Epicureans did. The Stoic is wont to say, for me, it is good to enjoy the pleasures of the mind. But the apostle says, it is good for me to cleave to God.
Beautiful.
Amen. It's good for us to cleave, to hold on to get as close as we can to God. Let's stand and let's say it together before we go into worship. Let's stand and say it from the old Living Bible.
Amen.
But as for me, I get as close to him as I can. I have chosen him, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful ways
He rescues me.
Can that take you into worship?
You bet.
Amen. Let's go.
Is he wonderful this morning, church?